for this season and the opportunity it gives us to dwell afresh upon your word. And we pray that as we do that together for a few brief moments this evening, you would expand our vision, you would warm our hearts, and you would encourage us in Christ. And we ask for his sake. Amen. Well, I don't know whether you heard about the controversy in the middle of the year about Big Ben's bongs. It was announced in August that the great bell in the Houses of Parliament clock tower was to fall silent for major repair work. This was in order to protect workers' hearing. Well, Big Ben, we were told, was going to be silent for 4 years until 2021. Now, many were surprised and shocked, including the Prime Minister. And there has been since something of a U-turn. The famous bell now sometimes will be reconnected during this period. So it chimed for Remembrance Sunday, and it'll next be heard on the 23rd of December for the Christmas period, before falling silent again at 1 p.m. on New Year's Day 2018. But most of us and those in the area will not hear Big Ben regularly for now more than 3 years. Now, what has happened with Big Ben has made some think more about time. The bongs are a constant reminder of the hours and the days passing. And now that reminder will not be there. But of course, as they say, time and tide wait for no man. And in reality, time continues. Now, this can be rather disconcerting when we see the years passing remarkably quickly. But according to the Bible's worldview, there is something encouraging and comforting about time passing. And that's because God is working out his plan. And each passing hour and day is getting nearer to its fulfillment. And Advent is a good time to consider what that means. Now, Advent in the popular mind is a countdown to Christmas. But in Christian tradition, of course, it is also a time to remember that Jesus is going to return to earth to fulfill God's purposes. Writing about 700 BC, the prophet Isaiah, as we read this evening, brings God's message about God's plan to send one who will be in the line of great King David from hundreds of years before. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, that's King David's father, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And this new king will be anointed by the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. So this one was to come to bring in a new age of justice and mercy. Indeed, ultimately, he would judge and remove all that is evil and bring perfect harmony and peace to the whole creation. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. This new age, God makes clear through his prophet Jeremiah 100 or so years later, would be no less than a new covenant, fulfilling the ancient old agreement that he had made with his people Israel. And this new covenant, centered on this anointed son of Jesse, would mean that despite God's people regularly failing and falling into sin, God can say, I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Now these words, of course, find fulfillment in the little child born in Bethlehem. As the carol puts it, quoting Luke's gospel, "To you in David's town this day is born of David's line a saviour, who is Christ the Lord." This little child, Jesus of Nazareth, as we know him, of course, is the centre of God's plans. He is Lord, God the eternal Son, taking human form. He is Christ, anointed by God's Spirit. And he fulfills God's plan as Saviour by living a perfect life for others, those who would believe in him, and dying a rescuing death in their place, all vindicated through his resurrection. And yet, as we look on at our world, there may, through this great King who is Saviour and Lord, be new possibilities with God. There may be manifestations of peace in the fellowship of his people. But where is a world of complete justice and harmony? Well, the Bible explains that this is because in time, God's plan has yet to be fully fulfilled. Jesus, the Christ, the Lord, the Saviour, spoke in Mark's Gospel as we read. "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken." There will be cosmic happenings. "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And this day when it comes, we'll see God sending out the angels and gathering his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." And this final fulfillment will come at a time known only to God the Father, as Jesus goes on to say. "But concerning that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And this will be a time when, as God spoke through Isaiah, his anointed king shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. God's righteousness will be made fully known, and his judgment fully revealed. All the current brokenness will be removed, and there will be perfection in a remade new creation of complete harmony and peace, so beautifully and poetically expressed in Isaiah's message. "The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And this will be a time when, as God had expressed it through Jeremiah, no longer shall each teach his neighbour and his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. So God's plan centred on Jesus found a fulfilment in Jesus' first coming, but it wouldn't be completed until his second coming. And we need to remember this regularly. Yes, the way to God is open now through Jesus' saving death for us. Yes, he answers our prayers. Yes, we know the joy of Christian fellowship. Yes, because of Jesus' resurrection, God's new world has been unveiled in Jesus, and people are now invited to belong to it. But there is still illness, still trouble, still war, still death. We live in what has been called the overlap of the ages. God's loving kingdom rule has come in Jesus, but it is still to come in its fullness. God has acted decisively to bring his purposes about in time, but we are still waiting for completion. And as we wait, we need to encourage one another that there will be fulfillment, that God's message will be completed. And so we are to wait with humble expectancy. In that final reading, the Apostle Jude has to write to warn Christian believers that in this waiting period, there will often be difficulties and opposition. Tragically, even from some within the visible church. In the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But he goes on, those who rely on Jesus' death and resurrection must keep going, keep praying, keep helping and supporting one another. And they are to be encouraged because in what lies ahead, in God's time, Jesus will return to fulfill the Father's plans. And so he ends his message. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. So Big Ben bongs or not, time is moving forward. God is working out his plan. And the future is bright. The future for believers is to be presented before God's presence, clean and acceptable to him, not because of themselves, but because of Jesus. And it is to share in a new world without any brokenness forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this vision that you have shared with us. We thank you for your plans that in time are being worked out. And we ask for endurance and strength as we live in this in-between period to hold fast to the truths of your word, to put our confidence in what Jesus has done, and to look forward to the fulfillment that will come as he returns. And we ask for his sake. Amen.